John chapter 5.
Later there was another Jewish festival. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Near the Sheep Gate in Jerusalem there is a pool that is called Bethzatha in the Aramaic language. It has 5 porches. A crowd of people used to lie around among the porches. Some of them were sick, blind, lame, or crippled. One man had been there for 38 years with his sickness. When Jesus saw the man lying there, he knew that the man had been there a long time. Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered, "Mister, I don't have anyone to put me into the pool when the water stirs. While I'm going, someone else goes ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your small bed, and walk." Immediately the man got well. He picked up his bed and began walking around. This happened on a Sabbath day. The Jewish leaders were saying to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not right for you to carry your bed." The man answered them, "The one who made me well told me to pick up my bed and walk." They asked him, "Who is the man who told you to pick up your bed and walk?" The man who was healed didn't know who Jesus was because Jesus had slipped away in the crowd which was there. Later, Jesus found the man in the temple courtyard. Jesus said to him, "Look, you have been made well. Stop sinning so that something worse won't happen to you." The man went and told the Jewish leaders that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Because of this, the Jewish leaders were persecuting Jesus. He was doing these things on the Sabbath day. Jesus answered them, "My Father always works, and I must work too." Because of this, the Jewish leaders were trying even harder to kill Jesus. They thought that Jesus was not only breaking the rules about the Sabbath day, but he was also claiming that God was his own Father, thus putting himself on the same level with God. So Jesus answered them, "I am telling you the truth. The Son can do nothing on his own. He can only do what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father may do, the Son will do the same thing. The Father loves the Son. The Father shows him everything he is doing. The Father will show him even greater deeds than these, so that you will be amazed. Just as the Father raises dead people and makes them live again, in the same way the Son gives life to whom he wishes. The Father does not judge anyone. Instead, he has given the Son the right to judge everything, so that everyone will honor the Son as they honor the Father. The person who does not honor the Son is not honoring the Father who sent the Son. I am telling you the truth. The person who listens to my teaching and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life. That person is not under condemnation. Instead, he has passed from death over to life. I am telling you the truth. The time is coming, the time has already come, when dead people will hear the voice of the Son of God, and when they hear it, they will live again. The Father has life in himself. In the same way, he gave life to the Son to have in himself. The Father gave the Son authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Don't be surprised at this, because the time is coming when everyone in the graves will hear the voice of the Son of God. They will come out of the graves. Those who lived right will rise to life, but those who did evil things will rise for judgment. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge on the basis of what I hear. Since I am not seeking my own will, my decision is fair. I am seeking the will of the one who sent me. If I were giving proof about myself, my proof would not be valid. But there is another man, John, who is giving proof about me. I know that the proof he gives for me is valid. You sent some men to him, and he has told the truth. I don't accept proof from human beings, but I am saying these things so that you can be saved. John was a light that burns and shines. You were willing to enjoy his light for a while. But I have more proof than John's. The task that the Father gave me to accomplish. These deeds themselves which I am performing prove something about me, that the Father sent me. The one who sent me is the Father. He has given proof about me. You have never heard God's voice. You have never seen his shape. And you don't have his teaching staying in you. You don't believe in the one whom God sent. You're always searching the scriptures because you think you will find eternal life in them. But the scriptures are giving proof about me. You don't want to come to me so that you may have life. I don't accept praise from man, but I know you. You don't have love for God in your hearts. I have come with the authority of my Father, and you are not accepting me. If someone else comes with his own authority, you will accept him. How can you believe? You accept praise from one another. You are not looking for praise from the only true God. Don't think that I will accuse you to the Father. Moses is the one you trust. He is accusing you. If you believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. If you won't believe in what he wrote, how can you believe in my words?